All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner, and today I have Martina Fink with us. She is the go-to girl for all things glow. It is her mission to help others live a glowing life through a healthy body and mindset, self-love, and sustainable living. So welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. And let's dive into the first one, Martina. The first question I have for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
So I think the best story of my life is that success doesn't happen overnight. And I actually have a history in bullying. When I was little, I was bullied and I was really good in school, but I had a really hard time to kind of make friends and people, yeah, made me feel like I'm not good enough. And I became an introvert, or maybe I've been an introvert my entire life. And I was always trying to fit in. And when I started my own business, it was really hard to kind of value myself. And I would always think like introverts cannot have a successful business. And, you know, you have to be outgoing be an extrovert person in order to be successful. And what I've seen in my own life and business is just that success doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, and it especially takes energy and love for yourself to appreciate who you are and to be your best self and do your own thing. There is no right or wrong in business. There is only a right or wrong for you, I think. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. I agree. And the next one I have for you, Martina, is what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I think it's to take care of yourself. And I know this sounds so simple and so silly, but that's when my business started to take off, was when I decided I am going to take, you know, Fridays off. I am going to take the breaks. I am going to do like a daily practice every morning. I have about a 1 hour practice in the morning that I do with meditation and making breakfast and a little bit of movement. And when I started doing that, that's when my business started to take off, because I had the balance of the masculine and the feminine energies. I had the balance between like hustling and chilling. And that was really so powerful for my business and for my life. And I think everyone should just take care of themselves first, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and then you can really create whatever you want.
And then I could tie in, but what is your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
I think you need the downtime. You know, sometimes we need to take time off and go on vacation and don't work. and that's going to be recharging, and you can connect with your vision and set new goals and like feel really refreshed. And I think that's just so important to take that time off from time to time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to go to Lake Como, right?
Exactly.
The next one I have for you is, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
It would definitely be, you are enough. And that's something that I see a lot of women struggle with, not just women, men as well. I just think we always want to be better. We always want to be more perfect. We always want to be, you know, achieve bigger results, etc. But we have to acknowledge that we are enough. And that's definitely something that I wish I had known a little earlier.
And then a little bit going down a different path. In your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
I think whenever we face challenges, we have to ask ourselves first, what role are we playing in that challenge? Because so often we see ourselves as the victim of things that happen to us. And when you're the victim, you're not really taking action. So I think the key to happiness is, whenever you're challenged, whenever you have an issue or problem or struggle with something, ask yourself, what is my part and what is the thing that I can do to feel better? Because happiness is something that we decide and that we feel, and it doesn't depend on any outside circumstances. So it's our job to create that happiness for ourselves.
And what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
The best book I've read is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Have you read it?
I have. Amazing book.
It's so great. And it's been very long since I read it, but I remember he was like explaining how there are diamonds along the path. And I just think it's such a beautiful visualization of, you know, it's not about the goal or it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And it's about like seeing the little diamonds that are along your way that can light up your life and your day. And it's not just always about getting to the end goal.
Absolutely. And anybody listening, I highly recommend that book. I read that book probably like four or five years ago. And it is a game changer. So thank you for mentioning that one. The next one I have for you is, what is your favorite quote and why?
My favorite quote is, everything happens for a reason. And it's something that has happened so many times in my life where, you know, you go through a situation where you have no idea why this is happening. You're frustrated and angry, disappointed. But later on, you look back and you're like, oh, this is why this happened, because something even better is waiting for you. So I think it's a great reminder to just accept the present or accept whatever happens and see what can I learn from this experience to move forward and to be stronger in the future.
Listen, thank you so much for coming on. The last one I have for you before we let you go is, where is the best place for people to find and connect with you online?
It's definitely on my website, martinafink.com. And I hang out on Instagram all the time too. And that's @martinaglows.
Perfect. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you.